2014年安徽省普通高中学业水平测试模拟试卷七，英语试题听力部分。
一、关键词语选择。听下面五个句子，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出你所听到的单词或短语。每个句子读两遍。
Number one. As for students, they can find out shortcomings in their study and become aware of their present level in the whole class. As for students, they can find out shortcomings in their study and become aware of their present level in the whole class.
Number two. And this morning the sun was shining.And they were saying light rain. And this morning the sun was shining, and they were saying light rain.
Number three. He told me this would be a great surprise for you. He told me this would be a great surprise for you.
Number four.Something that is rude in one country may be quite polite in another country. Something that is rude in one country may be quite polite in another country.
Number five. You can ask the native people there to help you, or just watch carefully and try to do as they do.You can ask the native people there to help you, or just watch carefully and try to do as they do.
Two, 短对话理解。听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C。三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。每段对话读两遍。
Number six. Excuse me, where am I on this map?
We are here, the bus station. We are in the heart of the city.
Excuse me, where am I on this map?
We are here, the bus station. We are in the heart of the city.
Number seven. How much are you asking for these?
I'm offering them to you at $10 apiece. Is that all right?
How much are you asking for these?
I'm offering them to you at $10 apiece. Is that all right?
Number eight. Here we are, Mr. Smith.This is Hotel Cleopatra.
What a lovely place. This is one of the most beautiful hotels in the world.
Yes, it is. The hotel was named after the famous Queen Cleopatra. Here we are, Mr. Smith. This is Hotel Cleopatra.
What a lovely place. This is one of the most beautiful hotels in the world.
Yes, it is. The hotel was named after the famous Queen Cleopatra.
Number nine. How long are the sides of the Great Pyramid?
They're about 230 meters.
It is unbelievable. How old is it?
It's nearly 4,500 years old.
How long are the sides of the Great Pyramid?
They're about 230 meters.
It is unbelievable. How old is it?
It's nearly 4,500 years old.Number 10. You must be Mr. Wong. I am delighted to meet you at last.
Me too. I have been looking forward to this moment for months.
You must be tired. Would you like to sit down and rest for a few minutes?
Oh, no. I'd rather get to the college as quickly as possible.
You must be Mr. Wong. I am delighted to meet you at last.
Me too. I have been looking forward to this moment for months.
You must be tired. Would you like to sit down and rest for a few minutes?
Oh, no. I'd rather get to the college as quickly as possible.
三、长对话和独白理解。听下面三段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第十一至十三小题。
Hello.Could I speak to Mr. Smith's secretary, please?
Yes, it's Mr. Smith's secretary speaking.
Oh, hello. This is Mr. Green's service in London.
What can I do for you?
Well, my boss, Mr. Green, is coming out to Tokyo in the first week of December, and I want to check whether you know he is coming.
I did already know about it. He's coming for the conference.
That's right, and he would really like to take up Mr. Smith's offer to visit the factory.
When would it suit you? The conference will be running from Tuesday to Thursday.
Well, either Monday or Friday would be good. Which day do you think would be better for Mr. Smith?
As far as he's concerned, Monday will be fine.
Oh, Monday. That's great. Hello. Could I speak to Mr. Smith's secretary, please?
Yes, it's Mr. Smith's secretary speaking.
Oh, hello.This is Mr. Green's service in London.
What can I do for you?
Well, my boss, Mr. Green, is coming out to Tokyo in the first week of December, and I want to check whether you know he is coming.
I did already know about it. He's coming for the conference.
That's right, and he would really like to take up Mr. Smith's offer to visit the factory.
When would it suit you? The conference will be running from Tuesday to Thursday.
Either Monday or Friday would be good. Which day do you think would be better for Mr. Smith?
As far as he's concerned, Monday will be fine.
Oh, Monday. That's great.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
Well, 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 what are you doing here? Having a little snack, are you? You were found by me.
Oh, Nancy, you scared the life out of me.
I can see that.
What are you doing here?
I was visiting Jordan to see how he's going with the new eating plan. And it looks like I came at just the right moment.
Okay, I won't deny it. Caught in the act.But I was really hoping to eat some chocolate.
And potato chips and candy. And is that... Yes, some soft drink too. We spoke about this.
I know. But it's just a handful of chips and a few bites of a chocolate bar.
That's how it starts.
I have lost 5 kilograms already. So I was just kind of rewarding myself.
Well, well, well. What are you doing here? Having a little snack, are you?You were found by me.
Oh, Nancy, you scared the life out of me.
I can see that.
What are you doing here?
I was visiting Jordan to see how he's going with the new eating plan. And it looks like I came at just the right moment.
Okay, I won't deny it. Caught in the act. But I was really hoping to eat some chocolate.
And potato chips and candy. And is that... Yes, some soft drink too. We spoke about this.
I know, but it's just a handful of chips and a few bites of a chocolate bar.
That's how it starts.
I have lost 5 kilograms already, so I was just kind of rewarding myself.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至二十小题。
Today, I'm going to tell you something about table manners in different countries. I think you already know that people in different countries have different ways of doing things. Something that is rude in one country may be quite polite in another country. For example, in Britain, you mustn't lift your bowl to your mouth when you are having some liquid food. And in Japan, you needn't worry about making a noise when you drink it. It shows that you are enjoying it. But that is considered bad manners in Britain. In Britain, we try not to put our hands on the table at all during a meal. In Mexico, however, guests are expected to keep their hands on the table throughout a meal. But it is in the Arab countries that we really must be careful with our hands. You see, in Arab countries, you mustn't eat with your left hand. This is considered to be very impolite. So, what should you do if you visit another country? Well, you needn't worry. You can ask the native people there to help you, or just watch carefully and try to do as they do, not as you do at home. Today, I'm going to tell you something about table manners in different countries. I think you already know that people in different countries have different ways of doing things. Something that is rude in one country may be quite polite in another country. For example, in Britain, you mustn't lift your bowl to your mouth when you are having some liquid food. And in Japan, you needn't worry about making a noise when you drink it. It shows that you are enjoying it. But that is considered bad manners in Britain. In Britain, we try not to put our hands on the table at all during a meal. In Mexico, however, guests are expected to keep their hands on the table throughout a meal. But it is in the Arab countries that we really must be careful with our hands. You see, in Arab countries, you mustn't eat with your left hand. This is considered to be very impolite. So, what should you do if you visit another country? Well, you needn't worry. You can ask the native people there to help you, or just watch carefully and try to do as they do, not as you do at home.